So welcome to this BioForum podcast, looking at innovations and how they might be transformational for biomanufacturing. Most biopharmaceutical companies use a range of external manufacturers all over the world. One told me this week they have 300 contract organisations, mostly communicating and collaborating using email. So today we're looking at digital integration of sponsor and contract organisations, or DISCO for short. And that's the name of a collaborative group of 25 big industry players working to move external manufacturing forward into the digital era for everyone's benefit. I'm David Wallace from BioForum, and I have with me Rash Jayasekera from GSK. We actually were both chartered engineers brought into the pharmaceutical industry quite recently, and my background's in IT, and Rash was chief of digital manufacturing with Rolls-Royce, the aerospace industry that is, not cars. Welcome, Rash.
Thank you, David. It's nice to have this conversation with you today.
So Rash, as you come into pharma full of experience from another industry, what are your observations? What do you see as different? What are the opportunities?
It's a real eye-opener. I've worked in aerospace industry for 15 years. When you come to a completely different industry, to start with, there's a lot to learn. I see plenty of opportunities in pharmaceutical industry for us to make a huge difference to our patients and to our stakeholders through digital transformation. Things like AI and machine learning. Pharmaceutical industry as a whole is doing really well and going after a lot of opportunities to drive value. I think there are lots of areas that we need to work together to move the industry as a whole towards more digital maturity. It's really important to understand why we are doing the all of this digital transformation. And particularly if we look at it from an external manufacturing lens, we're trying to optimize the entire value chain throughout the organizations. So creating that collaboration and talking with each other can be a huge benefit to move forward as an industry.
Yeah, so this whole industry view, the collaboration with other organizations, and external manufacturing is in fact one of your responsibilities at the moment. But what's the problem if you don't have digital exchanges with your partners?
We will miss out on significant opportunity on productivity and waste elimination and any potential sort of advanced technology use and innovation. So the way I see it is data is right at the heart of the supply chain, whether it's internal supply chain or the external supply chain. We're all creating physical products. At the same time, we are also creating digital products through data, right? Having that exchange of data between two organizations in a mature, secure, and sustainable fashion will not only allow us to optimize our supply chain from a lead time and sort of inventory kind of perspective, but also will allow us to optimize our quality and come up with new business models or new innovative ideas that wasn't possible before. So if we don't mature that interoperation between two organizations, I see we will lose out on huge opportunity.
So there's some compelling benefits there for digital exchange of data for you as a sponsor organization. What's in it for the contract organizations?
The benefits for the contract organizations I see as a sponsor would be if we can optimize waste or if we can optimize yield at the contract organization, clearly contract organization will have less waste, less environmental footprint, right? More uptime in their lines. So they'll be able to really optimize their operation. And also by connecting the sponsor organization's data to the contract organization, they can effectively understand their customers better, the customers' demands better, and providing a better service to their customers.
Now, you said that there are a lot of touch points between partners that cover tech transfer and supply chain and manufacturing and quality. That is a lot. Where should we focus? What are the priorities? Where is the value to be found?
For me, currently, the big priorities would be supply chain and manufacturing, right? That's where I see like the biggest opportunities. At the same time, we should not shy away from the tech transfers. And this is where the industry really needs to collaborate. So one of the key differences I see is things like PLM technology. You know, if we can move the needle to have our product data in a product lifecycle management system in a structured way, and also work with different technology vendors to develop interoperable standards, bit like the aerospace standards that's already available at the moment for model-based definition, then you can truly do tech transfers in a digital-first fashion. What we are currently doing is, as I know BioForum always highlights, is we have data in the PDF jail and we transfer the reams of PDF to the other organization.
Yes, as we said often, paper and PDFs are a prison for data, and every time you want to access the data, you have to visit the prison. It's a great analogy. And I think that the FDA and the regulators have realized this. And one of the things we've noticed in the industry is this PQCMC initiative to say that at submission time, they don't want 3,000 documents. They want structured data, including the kind of process data and stuff that we would typically have in tech transfer. In what way do you think that that initiative from the FDA might have an impact on the industry?
It's great to see that digital first agenda is on the regulators' radar. This is not just about optimizing the companies. Thousands of people's lives depends on the medicines and solutions and products that we create. So of course, if we can accelerate the timeline on some of those medicines to market using digital technology, and as an industry, if we can mature our standards and really accelerate that time, it will save lives, literally, right? So it makes sense for the regulator to go down that direction, and also makes sense for the whole pharmaceutical industry to work together to move us to a better place.
And I remember you saying that it's not just at the technical level of those interoperable standards. It starts at the very first business conversations and aligning the way we have those. Do you want to say something about why it is that you're so positive about BioForum materials and not just use your own slide decks and your own versions?
It's very simple. This is about language and mutual understanding. Clarity of language, clarity of understanding is really important, because then we all know what we are talking about to have that conversation in an open, transparent and productive fashion.
So you were a key mover behind the newly published slide deck, Digital Integration for External Manufacturing, a Structure for Conversation, and you've used it with some of your partners. How did it go?
From my perspective, it's been a really positive start of that conversation. And start that conversation building right foundations, like the guiding principles, like some of the emerging industry standards, like the sort of the next steps, and also how we're going to have this continuous conversation, right?
So is this a tech conversation primarily?
The way I have used it is I would open the door with the through the traditional roots of engagement, because it's important that tech doesn't go away and start a whole kind of rabbit hole without talking to anybody else. So to navigate through those official channels to open the doors and then have a tech-to-tech conversation, absolutely, to really discuss and understand each other's ambition, roadmap, and possibilities to create that tech-to-tech conversation. Because that's how you really start to understand what's going on without daisy chain of people translating information on both sides, leading to misunderstanding.
So we start with a business conversation and then involve the detailed tech-to-tech conversation directly. So both have to happen for it to work well.
Yeah, now, absolutely. So if I may add one more thing. So this is not also a new thing. The other functions in pharmaceutical companies, like the quality engineering and MSAT kind of organizations, already have that kind of relationships. So I see this very much as tech or digital or IT, whatever you want to call it, is behaving in exactly the same way, building that relationships, because digital and tech has become one of those major dimensions.
Fantastic. You're part of the BioForum DISCO program, which already has 25 leading organizations from the biomanufacturing industry. But you've been very keen to get more of your partners and other key organizations involved. Why is that? What's the benefit to them of being part of DISCO?
Personally, looking at it from my own perspective, if more of my partners and contract organizations that I work with are connected to the same industry standards and the language that I'm trying to derive, it naturally makes my life easier for these things to really gain traction and get to that tipping point of the industry. We need more of people to get involved, right?
And so, as a final word, this is important. Why is it important?
So the reason why it really matters is this is the only way we can scale and speed up our supply chain, ultimately looking to optimize end-to-end all the way from R&D right down to the patient.
Well, thank you, Rash. It's been marvelous talking to you today, just sensing the passion that you have for the transformation of the pharmaceutical industry. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, David. It's been a pleasure talking to you. A fantastic conversation. Looking forward to working with you on this topic.